A Waitsfield business owner is taking a novel approach to selling her bakery. If her plan works, the new owner would pay just $75 to own the business. But as VPR Steve Zind reports, there's a bit more to the story.
This recipe usually calls for sour cream, but if I add a little bit of lemon juice to...
For the past 2 years, Carol Kelleher's business, the Mix Cupcakery and Kitchen, has been catering to residents and visitors in the Mad River Valley from a storefront in a small shopping plaza.
All winter long, I sell a ton of soups. Weekends, holidays, birthdays, we sell cakes and cupcakes and things like that. And I sell pies all year long.
Now Kelleher wants to practically give her business away to a new owner in a contest. To win, here's all you need to do. Write an essay about why you want the business and submit it along with an idea for a cupcake recipe and a $75 entry fee. If your submission is judged best, you take over an established storefront and own all the equipment inside. That's the short version. There's a bit more to the plan, which we'll get to in a minute. Kelleher's reasons for selling her business in this way are both practical and egalitarian. On the practical side, she has to leave town soon because her partner got a job out of state. She knows it can take a long time to sell a business in the typical way. She also likes the idea of making it possible for someone without access to a lot of capital to take over the business.
I wanted to really sort of spread out the pool of prospective owners. It's not necessarily about being a buyer. It's more about having the love and the ability to do this job.
In addition to getting all the equipment in the bakery, Kelleher is offering 80 hours of free training to impart all that she's learned about running the business.
I've really already done all the dirty work by building it for 2 years and working out all the kinks.
Okay, now to the other part of the plan, and the contest can't happen without it. While the new owner would pay just $75 to take over the business, Kelleher needs to make $22,000 to walk away from it. She says the money would basically cover the cost of the equipment. To raise that, she's crowdfunding on Facebook. Crowdfunding has become a popular financing tool, but it's far from a sure thing. According to the popular site Kickstarter, only 38% of the projects launched there are successful. And while most crowdfunding is about helping someone get into a business or project, this one is about helping Kelleher get out of a business. So the question is, will a typical crowdfund donor be inclined to put money into something like that? Kelleher hopes so.
It's about creating opportunities for people and keeping our local economy strong.
If she can't raise the $22,000 in donations and entry fees, Kelleher says the business will close and people will get their money back. So far, she's received just a handful of entries and donations. She still has a long way to go to reach her goal and not much time to get there before she has to move away. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.